So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Besides, Sarah Collins in the Business Post reports that Cabinet has approved a support package worth 150 million euro for small businesses. The supports will include new grants and PRSI reductions for small and medium-sized enterprises. Peter Burke, the Enterprise Minister, finalised the new round of supports in recent days, with full details of the package to be announced later today. As part of the new measures, there will be an increase to the threshold for higher rate employers PRSI to €12.70 an hour or €495 for a week at a cost of around €60 million. Businesses hit with rising costs, particularly in the retail and hospitality sectors, will also receive additional support under the second iteration of the increased cost of business scheme. The Financial Times reports that Joe Biden is sharply raising tariffs on Chinese imports, ranging from electric vehicles to solar cells, in a pre-election effort to protect US jobs. The White House said $18 billion of Chinese goods would be hit by the rises, which were carefully targeted at strategic sectors and designed to buy time for US companies to catch up with Chinese rivals in green technology. In one of the biggest moves, the US will quadruple the tariff on Chinese EVs to 100% this year. Speaking in the White House in front of leaders of several US labor unions, Biden said China had engaged in cheating by employing unfair trade practices, including for EVs and also with cyber espionage. Whether it's gas, electric or hybrid, we're never going to allow China to unfairly control the market for these cars, period, the president said. Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that Bank of Ireland has decided to wind down its €2 billion plus British corporate and commercial loan book, affecting 40 jobs as it continues to restructuring its offering in that market. Staff were informed of the move to exit the business in an email from Gavin Kelly, chief executive of the group's corporate and commercial banking division. The bank does not publicly disclose the size of its portfolio of corporate loans in Britain, provided both directly to companies and as part of syndicates with other banks. However, it is believed to equate to close to 3% of the group's €81 billion total loan book. The bank's corporate lending business in Northern Ireland and its wider UK property and leveraged acquisition finance activities are unaffected.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm, so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.